Well, you know, we love raw emerging talent. Here's one, and it's a Kiwi turned Aussie. God, we love that. Hello, Brooke Walker.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, the Kiwis have got too many good footballers. They don't need any more.
Something like that.
Well, it's absolutely true. Now, this is a great story. You were part, of course, of the Kiwis' wonderful rugby sevens team in Rio, a very successful one, of course, and you've turned to AFL. It's a hell of a story. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I was part of the Australian team as a Kiwi, but no, it was a great experience. And yeah, I'm fortunate enough to take up an opportunity at Carlton this year.
Yeah, it's part of the Australian team as Kiwi, of course. So what led to that? How did you become a Kiwi turned Aussie?
I moved over to New Zealand with my parents for their job opportunities, and then I'd played touch my whole life, and yeah. A few of the girls from touch had gotten to seven, so then I thought I'd give it a crack, and turns out I wasn't too bad at it. And yeah, following that, I tried my hand in AFL, so that's really how I got here.
Okay, now they're very different games. What's your biggest adjustment going from rugby to AFL?
I think it was the knowledge of the game was something that I wasn't too great at the start, and then following that, it's probably the kicking. The kicking technique is quite different. For rugby, we drop kick, and AFL, it's sort of a punt kick.
Yeah, that's right. And, being an old leaguey myself, and I played rugby at school, it's actually a very different kicking style, isn't it?
Yeah. So with rugby sevens, it's the ball sort of hitting the inside of your foot.
Yeah.
So that was a big adjustment for me coming over to AFL, yeah.
Yeah. What about bouncing the ball? Did you forget to do that?
I'm pretty sure it was my first game. I absolutely forgot to bounce the ball and, gave away a free straight away. First touch in the sport.
Okay. So off you go to AFL, and obviously you can play one of those gifted athletes who can do pretty much anything. But why Carlton?
At the time, there was a list manager who was sort of scouting Costco talent, and I think he just thought that because I was a kicker from rugby, I'd make the transition quite smoothly, and yeah.
So where are they going to put you? I know you're fast, very quick, in fact, can kick, obviously. So where are you going to play? Do you know?
During the VFLW season, I've been playing a bit on the wing, so
yeah.
I would say probably probably on the wing or maybe in the backs for a bit of tackling pressure or just wherever they see my future role.
Yeah. How far can you kick it?
I don't know about accurately, but I think I can kick it probably about 40 metres, probably.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you couldn't slot one from 60 like Buddy Franklin can?
No, definitely not. It could possibly go the complete opposite direction.
You know, it's such a different game to rugby. It's terrific to talk to you because, rugby sevens is fast. It's very quick. And, of course, you can score a lot of tries. AFL, it's positional, and you've got to be in the right spot to take a mark. You've got to have someone in the right place to kick too. So how's the transition been?
Yeah, it's been a bit tough in that regard, because sevens, 7 minute game or 7 minute half, it can be quite erratic. Yeah. And, because AFL is an 80 minute game, it's sort of, you have to stay composed and sort of pick your moments. Well, that's what I've found anyway, like just always staying alert, always staying aware, trying to put yourself positionally in the best place you can. But that's something that I've been getting used to and something that I've tried to work on towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and the other thing is I just think this is fantastic. We love watching women's sevens. I really enjoyed watching women's rugby, the 15-a-side game, and women's AFL is terrific to watch. I mean, women have got so many opportunities, and the Super Netball just concluded. It was wonderful to watch too. Women have got so many opportunities to play now. It's terrific.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome to see how far women in sport have come over the past 5 years or so, and hopefully it keeps just projecting and projecting in the future so that all these young kids, young women with dreams can pursue them as best they can.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what about the season for you? It's not particularly long, is it?
The AFLW season?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it hasn't really been clarified how long it's going to be, but hopefully it expands more over the coming years. That would be, that's something that a lot of the players are hoping hoping will happen.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that you start small, don't you? And I've just noticed so many people are going to games. I mean, it's one of those things where people go, oh, well, this is a cool thing to watch. We'll go and have a look. So as long as that's the case and that keeps growing, I mean, the sport itself can only keep growing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was last year I went to the girls' opening match of AFLW season, and I'd never been to a women's footy game, so I was blown away with the spectators and just the turnout. And yeah.
And just one more thing. I mean, you played rugby sevens, which is so fast. We all know. How is women's AFL in comparison speed wise? I mean, I imagine you have to have more stamina because you do a lot more running. But how's the speed of the game?
In the midfields, I think the speed of the game is, it's quite fast. Yeah. In comparison to seven, it's sort of, it's hard to compare the two, but as you said, AFL definitely, I think, produces more endurance and stamina-based athletes, but... Yeah. No, there's definitely some quick ones that I've come across in AFLW that's given me a run for my money.
Well, it's terrific to talk to you. Great success with it, and you're a code hopper, but I hope you make just as much of a success of this one as you did of Rugby Sevens. Great to talk to you, Brooke. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thanks for having me.
That's Brooke Walker.